ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
What verse? 24?
Yes.
Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 24, Prayers by Queen Kunti. Translation, interpreted by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Krishna, Your Lordship has protected us from a poisoned cake, from a great fire, from cannibals, from the vicious assembly, from sufferings during our exile in the forest, and from the battle where great generals fought. And now You have saved us from the weapons of Aswatthama. Svayam upakara maya dadati svaparantika Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is the condition. Devaki also, she had to suffer in the jail, seeing her children killed one after the other. So why are these women devotees, why is Krishna allowed them to see such trouble? Subhadra, Krishna's own sister, had to see her son, her dear son, killed on the battlefield. Maybe Krishna is vicious. Why is he allowing that? Why doesn't he protect them from that kind of suffering? Of course, the answer is, he does protect them. By taking shelter of him, they're able to tolerate those sufferings. But you can say, bigger lesson is that this material world is not a place for gentlemen. That although it looks like we can enjoy here, we can have some advantage here, but really there's no advantage. It's only trouble. But this is a hard lesson for people to learn, very hard. They only see the bright side. They think, oh, everything is okay. And therefore they become attached and implicated more and more in their dreamland. But the devotees, like Queen Kunti, they're able to see the Lord in these suffering condition, and so she's going to be praying now. Let these sufferings come again and again. I don't care, because then we're able to see You, because You're obliged to come forward and protect us. And so our faith increases. Even with this calamity, we don't care. Because just like the cowherd boys, they knew that the Agasura demon was probably a demon, but they didn't care. Well, we're with Krishna. They just went in. So that's where we want to come to the point of having such faith that we can do anything. Of course, whatever we do will be done for the pleasure of the Lord. We become bold for the preaching, not afraid. This is the qualification. Bhaktisiddhanta said, I don't know any fear. Srila Prabhupada said, when he was asked, what is the result of your chanting Hare Krishna? I become fearless. This is what we want. We want to become fearless. Not so that we can exploit people, but so that we can give them the best help without being worried that they may retaliate or they may insult us or something. This is what keeps us back, that we're afraid to preach strongly because somebody might not like it and they may become upset and so on. So of course, we do have to be a little cautious not that our words should become counterproductive. If somebody already doesn't like Krishna, and by our preaching to them, then they hate Krishna more, then that's not a good preaching. Therefore, generally, the second class stage especially, we make distinction between the envious and the devotees and the innocent and the Lord in the temple. So we don't preach very strongly to the envious generally because it just makes them angry. They become more antagonistic against us and against the Hare Krishna movement. But there are many innocent people we should approach and not be afraid that we'll be insulted or in some way, but have the courage to present this Krishna consciousness, having the faith not only courage, but full faith that Krishna is pleased by this kind of work. And so we don't have to become concerned. Because, Sai Queen Kunti is saying here, he'll show himself. When we're in a distressed condition because of the Lord, then he makes himself known to us. That's a fact. We mentioned the same point, that why he's called Dina Dayal, because he does. He is concerned. But we have to be anxious for his service. This is the qualification. From our side, we have to be sincerely anxious to serve him. And then, in that service, if there's some problem, he'll help us. He'll resolve that problem. There's so many examples like that. So from our side, simply we have to find out what is it that Krishna wants me to do. Therefore, this guru issue is so important, because how can we know what Krishna wants? If all we need a guru to tell us, then we'll be saved. And so the issue does go. I should see my guru as good as God. Otherwise, how can I have that faith if I'm doubtful? Well, he told me this, but maybe it's not right. Maybe that's not what Krishna wants. Maybe I should do what I think is best. Then we come to the mental platform again. And then, there's every likelihood that we're going to go astray. So we should find someone who we have faith in, that he can guide us forward. And we can surrender there. Otherwise, how can we surrender if we don't have that faith? And without surrender, how can we know that what we're doing is right? So this is the core of our Vaishnava philosophy. The position of guru, to take shelter there. Prabhupada stressed on this. We should. He mentions that without having that, we won't be one-pointed. He meant how in a chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, text 41, where Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur mentions this point, that to become one-pointed, because the verse mentions about those who are irresolute, their determination is many-branched, but for the devotee, becomes one-pointed because he takes the order of his spiritual master as his life and soul. So Srila Prabhupada said, I took that advice of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and I made the order of my spiritual master my life's mission. What did my spiritual master told me? To preach to the English-speaking, to come to the West and preach to the English-speaking people. And I've been trying to do that and now I'm successful. So like that. Whole lifetime was dedicated to the order of his spiritual master. And therefore he was successful. So we have to find out also, what is the order of the spiritual master? And execute that order with all, you can say, with all our capacity, to the best of our ability, not to be lazy, not to be over-intelligent, think we know better than what the spiritual master is telling us. And then we'll be successful because we're one-pointed. We're following the order of the spiritual master as our life and soul. Then the whole world, I remember when I was a karmi, I was seeing this one girl and her mother said, she didn't like me because I wasn't decisive enough. And then she told me, she said, the world steps aside for a man who knows where he's going. And I answered her, well, how do you know where you're going? Because I wasn't so confident that I knew where I was going, Like some materialist who's so confident, he's going to be a doctor, he's going to... I was a little, confused about, let's say I was 18 or 19 years old at the time, what I was going to do and what. So, that's a fact. In other words, the world does step aside for someone who knows where we're going. So if we know where we're going, if we know that we're just going to go forward, executing the order of the spiritual master, then people will respect us. They'll step aside or they'll assist us. They won't... they'll appreciate that we have that determination. It's like Dhruva Maharaj. He was so determined to find the Lord that he didn't care. Even Narada Muni came and said, you should go home. He said, no. If you're not going to give me good advice how to find the Lord, then I'm not interested to hear. So he was so determined that even Narada Muni was inspired by his determination. He came to appreciate his determination. So... if we have that kind of determination. But how can we have that kind of determination if we don't know Where are we going? If we don't know, what is the... that's the active principle in devotional service, the order of the spiritual master. We can't know what Krishna wants, but we should know what the spiritual master wants. Any comments?
I can't.
Tired again this morning. You were tired yesterday. Okay, shut this off.
I didn't rest, so...